Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has called for a real reset and rethink of our approach as a society to road safety after the death of Garda Kevin Flatley yesterday. The father of two was knocked down by a motorcycle while he was operating a speed checkpoint in North Dublin. Tributes have been paid throughout yesterday evening and today to the 26-year-old veteran of the force who had served, the 26-year veteran of the force who had served in the road policing unit since 2018. A service will be held at Dublin Castle this evening for serving and retired colleagues of Garda Kevin Flatley, and we're going to be hearing more about that in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're joined by Minister of State with Responsibility for Road Transport, Independent TD Sean Canny. And Minister, you're very welcome to the programme this evening.
Thank you very much.
So, go on ahead, yes.
And just firstly, before we comment on anything, I just want to again offer my deepest sympathy to the family of Garda Kevin Flatley, and to his colleagues and to the community in which he was well known. And just to say that it is a very sad day for the Gardaí, and our thoughts are with the family at this stage.
Thank you, Minister. Well, as I say, Drew Harris has been describing all of this as the time for a real reset and a rethink of our approach. He said the tragedy was the very hard edge of the challenges that we're facing in road safety. And of course, we've also had two other Gardaí suffer serious injuries in the past week at other separate road checkpoints. So what do you think about what he's talking about here with a reset and a rethink? Do you agree with him, and what does that mean to you?
Well, I do believe that and I endorse what Commissioner Harris has called for a society-wide reset in terms of road safety. I think it's very important that we remember that our roads can be very dangerous. Cars on the road and vehicles on the road can cause extreme damage to both property and to people, and it results in fatalities. So we need to, address these issues on an ongoing basis. And at times, we just cannot continue on with the way we're doing things in the past. And I do believe that there are issues in relation to distraction and speed all the time there that we need to address, be it with education in national schools, education in secondary schools, as well as for young drivers.
Yeah, and indeed, Drew Harris yesterday mentioned four key issues, and among them were speed, drink driving, distraction and seat belts. And he said that those are regularly killing people on our roads. If we're talking about a reset and a rethink and we're taking that really seriously, do we need then, do you think, new government action on some of those issues?
Yeah, and I suppose just to say we do need to recalibrate the government action which we're taking. Just to say that we have a couple of months ago, we introduced the new rural local road default limit of 60 kilometres per hour. Mm. And we have plans to introduce further speed reductions in the urban areas, and also to reduce the 100 kilometre speed down to 80 kilometre. These themselves are measures to help alert people about the speed on the road. But they are default speed limits. They are not... It doesn't entitle you to travel at 80 kilometres or 60 kilometres, because if the road you drive in with full control of your car. But I think it goes beyond just the government introducing things. I also believe that we need to have a societal change. And, you know, all of society has got a role to play.
Yeah.
And for instance...
So how do we do that then? A sort of a cultural change or societal change, as you say, attitudes to what we do when we get behind the wheel. Just a fundamental change in how we're approaching driving.
Yes.
So how do we start to get that underway?
Education. And we have some of this going on already in terms of in national schools, where children are being taught the dangers of going out on with a bicycle, cycling on our roads or walking on our roads because they are road users. That is being done within the national schools. I visited Castlebar there a couple of weeks ago, where there was 1,300 TY students were being given a presentation on road safety, which was profound in its delivery, and which had captured the audience. And I think we need to do more of that, because people have to see the consequences of what can happen if somebody is distracted, if somebody is driving at speed, or if somebody is driving without a seatbelt, or with drink or drugs taken.
Right.
And I think they are the main components. But what we need to do is we need to educate people. Well, I'll chance it, I'll get away with it. But even somebody in a car with a phone who's in a passenger seat can distract the driver by saying, oh, look at what's on here.
Yeah.
These kind of things. And it's a split second that nobody gets a chance to go back on. And I think it's important when we realise that the consequences of an accident are the knock on the door to a family to say that somebody belonged to you has been killed out on the road, and the Gardaí have to deliver that message, or medical support, fire service, all of these are involved in this part of it.
Okay.
And they are now contributing to the education process as well to explain to people the fallout is.
Minister of State with Responsibility for Road Transport, Independent TD Sean Canny, thank you for joining us. And just to reiterate, there has been a renewed appeal for anyone with information or indeed dash cam footage related to that tragic motorbike incident yesterday and the death of Gardaí Kevin Flatley to contact Gardaí. That was on the R132 road at around 12:50pm yesterday afternoon. And indeed, with that in mind, we're also going to bring in Assistant Commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region, Paul Cleary. And Assistant Commissioner, you're welcome and thank you for speaking to us today. Our condolences again on the loss of your colleague. I wonder, could you tell me a little bit about the services and the tributes that are planned today for Gardaí Kevin Flatley?
Yeah, so thank you. Naturally enough, we are devastated at the tragic loss of one of our respected, well-respected Gardaí family members, Gardaí Kevin Flatley, yesterday. And our heartfelt condolences go out to his wife Una and his two young daughters, and also to his mother and father and extended family and friends. So I'm currently here, actually it's fairly poignant, I'm currently here in the Garda Memorial section of the gardens in Dublin Castle, and it's right next door to the Dublin Regional Policing offices where Kevin would have worked with his colleagues. And his colleagues there are devastated, naturally enough. And we have brought in our welfare support and our peer supporters, and we will be looking out for each other. But we also have a prayer service here this evening at 7pm. And we will have a number of other initiatives throughout the week to support the members, but also be available to support Kevin's wife and his family for whatever they might need.
Yeah, indeed. I know Gardaí Flatley was also a member of the O'Dwyer's GAA Club in Balbriggan. They're going to be holding a minute's silence and pause matches this evening in his memory. And there are books of condolences at Fingal County Council offices and Swords in Blanchardstown, at the local library, at the Gardaí stations and at O'Dwyer's. And there really has been a huge outpouring of support and emotion since yesterday for Gardaí Flatley and, of course, for his wife Una and their daughters.
Yeah, Kevin was very well respected. He was a very quiet man. But a very conscientious officer and a good policeman, very dedicated. And we'll say he was out on the roads every day trying to keep people safe, doing what he was doing yesterday at the speed checkout on the R132. And as you say, he was very much involved with the GAA out there in North County Dublin. He was also very much into his fitness and would have carried out triathlons and attended Ironman events and that. So a huge loss.
Can I ask you finally, Paul, Drew Harris also said there'll be a review of road safety. Do we know at this stage what that might involve?
Well, the Commissioner spoke about a reset of societal behaviour towards road safety. And I suppose what we're trying to say there is that we have to change driver behaviour. Most people, to be fair, drive safely on our roads, but there are an element of people who do take risks and put themselves and other persons at risk. For example, this year to date, since the 1st of January, we have 49,000 separate incidents of speeding detected. We also have thousands of, you know, incidents of drink driving, drug driving, not wearing a seatbelt, holding a mobile phone or distracted driving. So people need to take personal responsibility for their own driver behaviour. And that's the message we're trying to get out. We will always talk about the three E's when it comes to road safety. The first one is education and awareness. The second one is engineering on our roads. And the third one is enforcement. But enforcement on its own won't solve all the problems of road safety. We have to get people to take personal responsibility for their own driver behaviour.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this very difficult evening. And I do appreciate your time. That's Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary.